Welcome to this meditation for Sunday, July the 3rd, 2022. For a long time now, we've heard the phrase spiritual but not religious. So I thought maybe we could try to take stock of it here and do our best to figure out which we are, or if maybe we're a combination of the two. Let's start by defining our terms. What does it mean to be spiritual? Is a spiritual person someone who prays a lot, is really into yoga, reads the Bible, or just believes generally in some sort of deity, or is simply generally aware of the spiritual aspects of life, however we define those? Let's take a moment to ponder this and the ways and the extent to which we may be spiritual. And what about religious? What does it mean to be religious? Is a religious person a participating, active member of a local church that is affiliated with a denomination? Does being religious involve adhering to certain creeds, beliefs, and understandings of God? Let's take a moment and ponder this as well, and the extent to which we may be religious. It's certainly possible to be both spiritual and religious, of course. In fact, I think that's where the whole distinction originated. I think it occurred when generally spiritual religious people began realizing that many of the religious people around them in the pews and in church meetings were not, in fact, very spiritual people. Many people who are heavily invested in institutional religion aren't heavily invested in God, Christ, or the Holy Spirit, except as these can be co-opted in order to prop up the institutions in question. And so, people began opting out of these religious institutions that did little or nothing to help them connect with God, that were not enhancing their spiritual lives, and were, in fact, detrimental to them. So here we are today with increasingly empty churches all over the place, and hordes of people still seeking places and ways to enhance their spiritual lives and better connect them with God. So, let's pause again and try to locate ourselves in this mess. Are we spiritual? Are we religious? Are we some combination of the two? My best guess is that I'm both. I've been part of the church all my life, and therefore also keenly aware of its failings. I've tried to be a spiritual person for much of my life, and to allow my education and experience as a minister to inform my spirituality. So I guess I'm spiritual and religious. My spirituality is both informed by my religion and exists in spite of it. And this brings me to my greatest concern about the many who consider themselves spiritual but not religious. Spirituality completely cut off from religion can become a winding mountain road without guardrails, where it's easy to go over the edge and into ravines populated by people and organizations of every sort, all of which gather beneath the umbrella of spirituality, but many of which have little or no connection with the Holy Spirit, who is our only hope, lasting comfort, and dependable guide through life's many trials and tribulations. As the years pass and fewer people have any history of or direct contact with the church, and therefore, in our tradition at least, Christ and his gospel, these people will find it increasingly difficult to distinguish one kind of spirituality from another, and in the realm of the spiritual, that can be perilous indeed. This meditation isn't a sermon that's drawing to a nice, neat conclusion. It's a series of questions for all of us to continue to ponder. It's an invitation to locate ourselves in the spiritual landscape of the moment and discern to the best of our ability where God might be leading us and what God has to say about all of this. Let's ponder for a moment the question of whether our souls could do with a bit more spirituality or a bit more religion. And regardless of where we locate ourselves on this spectrum, what might God be inviting us to do by way of adjustment, by way of personal spiritual growth, by way of helping others along their journey of faith and hope and love as they seek connection with God? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.